Hello guys, welcome to our show.
Hello.
Watch out, miss. 别把麦克风撞倒，你这风尘仆仆的。Don't tell me you just landed.
等会儿啊，你等会儿，我先喝口水压压惊啊。
Okay.
I've been through a tough time, you know.
Was everything okay with your flight?
Just a bit terrifying when I was landing in Hong Kong.
新闻说了香港大雨，飞机不好降落是吧？安全抵达就好了。Grab a cup of hot chocolate and get ready for the show.
Right on, sir. 哎，刚才没有在直播吧？
貌似灯是亮的。So, Michelle, 你前一阵不是一直嚷嚷着说要跟我们分享一下你闺蜜的婚礼吗？
Oh yes, all the bride is my BFF.
Best friend forever.
嗯，闺蜜。Or you can say bestie. 意思是一样的。对，哎，这样子，我们俩生日呢是在同一天，然后呢，她就非要在生日这天举行婚礼。于是呢，有生日跟婚礼一起庆祝了。
这老公真机智啊，生日跟结婚纪念日同一天，这样就想忘都忘不了了。
嗯，还能省一份礼物呢。It was a wonderful wedding. She designed everything on her own.
现在婚礼都能 DIY 了。
嗯哼，你想啊，现在大部分年轻人都不喜欢那种传统的俗套婚礼。
嗯。
所以呢，婚礼的主题和风格都很个性化。
不瞒你说啊，我都好几年没参加婚礼了。你们现在城里人流行玩什么呢？
They held the wedding ceremony outdoor in a yard of an antique designed hotel.
在复古酒店的院子里举办的室外婚礼，其实室外婚礼不稀奇哈，很多人都办过，我还见过这个 beach wedding, long wedding, and cruise wedding.
嗯，就是沙滩婚礼和草坪婚礼还能接受，但是刚才你提到的那个 cruise wedding 就是游轮婚礼吗？哎，我觉得太奢华了吧。
And there is the top wedding.
Top wedding 又是个什么仪式？
It's held on top of a mountain.
哦，山顶婚礼啊。
Yes, yes. Now picture this. A newlywed couple climb a long way up to the top of the mountain and make the commitment there. Can it be more romantic?
Well, romantic, I don't know, but very exhausting, definitely yes.
Show a little bit sense of romance, please.
你想啊，不是我不浪漫，你想啊，这穿着拖地婚纱，一路呼哧海喘的爬到山顶，先且不说这一身大汗吧，发型跟妆容肯定都得花了。就算是你坐索道上去，你这要是在泰山顶上举办个婚礼，就你这样的，估摸还没上个一半就吓个半死，你婚也别结了。
不是谁都能搞的。其实说起来啊，这个办婚礼啊，纯体力活。
嗯，对嘛，你想这是你人生中的大事，肯定就是希望办的又隆重又难忘，什么茶黄礼、选日子、订酒店。
And you have to make a reservation with the hotel at least 6 months ahead.
酒店提前半年就得订。
Or you have to wait until next year.
所以说你查半天黄历也没有用，酒店哪天有空你就哪天结。
完全不受自己控制。And once the date is confirmed, and the next step,is to send invitations.
接下来就开始发请柬了。哎，我那个我记忆当中最早的时候，我还收到过那种纸质版的，就是贺卡式的那种请柬，还手写的呢，特别有诚意。
还得先练练字，不过现在就方便多了，都是电子版的了。
嗯。
All you need to do is edit the wedding pictures, date and hotel information, and send it via WeChat.
对，现在都通过微信一发。你说这样子啊，既省时间又环保。而且还可以配上音乐做成动画版本，
方便传播哈。这样一来呢，也节省了很多时间，让大家去通过照片去辨认这究竟是谁呀。You know what I mean?
Of course I do. 你就说那个结婚照都是 见人一面嘛，
啊，
都是从一家影楼拍出来的，
都是美图秀秀家拍的。
嗯嗯，其实结婚照这个东西真的是一个很燃并卵的东西。You spend money and time on something that you won't even take a second look。
大部分人拍完不会再看第二遍的，
嗯，
会吐。其实很多西方国家的婚纱照都是婚礼当天拍的，都是在你最自然的状态下抓拍，那也就是说你也不用摆拍到脸抽筋儿。
要拍室内的还好，这要是拍室外，你说大冬天的穿露肩婚纱，还要 pretend you really enjoy it， 那才受罪呢。
And not cost effective，
也很不划算。
Not worth the money.
Actually, the wedding gown and the makeup that cost a lot，
嗯，
you also can do it yourself。
这个也能 DIY。但是效果不一定好吧。
No 你也太过时了。现在基本上什么都可以定制。
Customize.
Yes, including your wedding gown. 你看啊，你现在可以去很多品牌的官网上找自己喜欢的款式，
嗯，
那个什么 Vera Wang 啊之类的都可以啊。
嗯嗯，
然后呢你就把那个图片跟尺寸发给卖家，你就坐等收货吧。因为婚纱嘛，主要看的是款式，而且一生当中恐怕也就穿一次。
Well, for most people, hopefully.
如果你要是觉得挂架里面占地方的话，你可以卖掉它呀。
嗯，
有很多那个婚庆平台，它也会根据你婚纱的新旧和款式回收，然后还给你一定费用。
这确实是个好办法哈，嗯，比花很多钱去影楼租划得来。剩下的工作就是找一家 studio and professional photographer customize your wedding pictures。说了这么多 Michelle， What was so special about your bestie's wedding？
我这一说起 DIY 我就停不下来。
很有心得。
OK, back to her wedding. She kind of did everything herself, especially the wedding gifts.
喜糖呗，就是
Not that simple and traditional.
不是传统意义上的喜糖吗？
No. Since she owns a bakery.
Bakery.
Uh-huh. She baked cookies and made cupcakes herself.
哇哦，亲手做饼干和纸杯蛋糕。
他还在那饭堂蛋糕和曲奇上画了他们婚礼的日期和他们两人的名字。
大家也不忍心下口吃吧。
对呀。 And what's more, she packed them in a very delicate bag, also customized.
连纸袋都是定制的，强迫症吧。 What about the theme? Must be western style?
啊，主题啊，你说也算是西式的吧。嗯， I mean they also walk down the aisle.
也走了红毯。
就在红毯那一天，带上幸福的结。
又开唱了。
But not that typical Western style.
Usually there must be a priest in a Western style wedding, and he will pronounce the couple wife and husband.
对，因为西方宗教信仰的问题嘛，所以婚礼的主持其实大部分都是由牧师来完成的。
嗯，
然后在这一点上和我们中国婚礼是完全不一样。
咱们中国的父母也不可能同意啊。
嗯，所以啊，现在大部分的婚礼都是中西合璧的。
A bit of everything。
嗯，前半部分包括 walking down the aisle，
走过红毯啊
，exchange the ring，
交换一下戒指啊，这些都是西式的。
嗯，但是后半部分什么给父母敬茶呀，
磕头
和来宾互动啊之类的，都是中式的。
说到这个，我最佩服的就是这个婚礼司仪啊，个个都是说单口相声的出身啊。
哎呦，你可别提了。早年参加过那些婚礼，那司仪一个个都是煽情高手，他总能把台上那新娘和我们这些参加婚礼的人给说哭了。
对，
而且我几乎每场婚礼都得哭。
那你的问题，
你不懂，就是看到台上自己的好姐妹， You looked at her and you remember all those ups and downs you've gone through all together, and now finally there she isBeautifully, happily, married. 哎呦，没想到这些，我就思绪万千，我非哭不可。
You can take tea and chat. Put it in a big brown bag for me. Sail right round all the seven oceans. Drop it straight into the deep blue sea. She's as sweet as Tupelo honey.
人家大喜的日子你哭成那样，知道的知道你感动，这不知道的还以为你是新郎的前女友呢。
Well, for that, I definitely put on the best dress to go to my ex wedding.
盛装出席前任的婚礼，谁这么不幸啊？
To make him feel so sorry and regretful for not marrying me.
I feel so much sorry for your ex. I hope you won't get invited. 不过刚刚说到盛装出席，我这儿也不得不吐个槽哈。
嗯，
参加婚礼啊是一个非常隆重的仪式。Ladies wear dresses, you know, gentlemen wear suits. 十分正式的。但是在中国大部分人都跟这个平时穿的并没有什么区别就去了。
哎，对啊，对啊，你知道吗，我还曾经见过穿 T-shirt 和热裤参加好朋友婚礼的呢。
运动服。
很没有仪式感。
嗯。
就像我们之前提到过的 You must show your respect to the host, I mean the bride and groom.
有仪式感是对新人的尊重啊。
对啊，当你年老的时候回想起这一生，恐怕能想起来的也就是这些仪式了。
没错。
But remember, do not overdo it.
No, no, don't try too hard, especially the girls.
对，如果你穿得太隆重盖过新娘的话，那就不合适了。
Don't steal their thunder.
嗯，Even if you are the bridesmaid,
这个伴娘伴郎啊，包括来宾，装扮都不能够太过夺目。Try not to wear red or black dresses. All those white dresses look very similar to wedding gown.
Unless you hate your friend.
Men within sight, men in granite, knights in armor bent on chivalry.
其实我个人挺不喜欢参加婚礼的。
为什么？是不是因为每次人话术你都抢不到啊？
Tossing the bouquets is for girls. 我呢是不喜欢一群相互不认识的人在一张桌子上吃饭。
Unless it is a buffet.
A buffet 自助餐呢、啊、中式婚礼跟自助餐不太兼容，台上举行仪式，台下大家都跑去取餐了，根本没有人关心你讲什么。
Yes, and you need to bring wedding gifts.
参加中式婚礼的礼物无非就是红包嘛， Red envelopesIn some Western countries, they prefer, you know, real gifts. Usually they will open an account in a department store.
啊，去百货公司开一个账户？
嗯、mm-hmm. And list the things that they hope to get.
这些礼物可以是小家电或者是装饰品之类的。
Together with the prizes.
价格也标明了。
The friends who get this list can go to the store and check the new couple's account and choose the items you want to buy for them.
亲朋好友可以通过查询账户自由选择要赠送的礼物。
你这样呢又能表示心意，它也很实用啊。
Very good idea、
嗯、
And do not forget to write your best wishes.
即使是送红包你也要写上你最美的祝福。 Like May the joy you share on the wedding day be the kind you will share all along the life's way.
愿婚礼之日分享的喜悦将伴随你们共度人生的岁月。
多美啊。
然后呢，对于那些有宗教信仰的 new couple 可以写 God bless you and yours and surround you ever with his blessing.
愿上帝祝福你和你的爱人，永远赐福于你们。
She's alright, yes she's alright, she's alright with me. She's alright, she's alright with me. She's alright.
说起中西婚礼习俗差异真的是挺大的。 I mean, you know, there is saying about wedding, something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue, and a silver sixpence in her shoe.
Exactly, 就是新娘在婚礼上佩戴的能够带来好运的物件。 Something old 通常是母亲啊或者是祖母曾经穿过的婚纱或者是佩戴过的首饰。
Something new, 新的东西，这一点和我们中国很像。
我们喜欢新的、
中国新娘讲究一切都是新的。
对，
Means a fresh fresh new start.
And something borrowed, 要有一样东西是借来的。And something blue, 就一样是蓝色的东西，据说是辟邪用的哈。这一点跟中国很不一样，中国认为红色是代表喜庆辟邪用的。
嗯，每个国家都有自己源远流长的文化和代代相传的习俗，或生搬硬套，肯定是既不兼容，它也不合乎逻辑啊。
Exactly, like the wedding vows.
婚礼誓词，
没错，
我参加过好多婚礼，那誓词都特别俗，都是类似于什么好好孝敬父母啊，挣钱交给老婆之类的，
对，孝敬老婆是吧Not creative at all. Wedding vow, or you can call it marriage vow, is a big part of your wedding. It is a commitment that both of you make to each other in front of everyone present. Pretty serious and sacred.
是的，十分庄严和神圣的誓词。然后我闺蜜和她老公的那个誓词，就是在对方各自不知道的情况下写了，在婚礼当天念出来的时候十分感人，因为你会发现对方记录下的点点滴滴，甚至都是许多你平时并不怎么在意的细节。 But for him or for her, those are the irreplaceable moments. You can't stop us around the road to freedomYou can't stop us, 'cause I have to see.
It reminds me of the wedding in France.
老友记中的婚礼我们就与大家分享一些感人的誓词。
我第一个想起来的是 Chandler 跟 Monica 的这婚礼誓词。Monica, I thought this was gonna be the most difficult thing I have ever had to do. But when I saw you walking down that aisle, I realized how simple it was.I love you. Any surprises that come our way, it's okay. Because I will always love you. You are the person I was meant to spend the rest of my life with. You want to know if I'm sure?
很感人，你看啊 ，Chandler 平时总是一副特别轻松搞笑的样子，
不正经。
但是这段婚礼誓词感动在场所有人，还有那个 Ross 和 Emily 结婚的时候、，Ross 误把 Emily 的名字念成了 Rachel。He said, "I, Ross, take thee, Rachel, as to be my wedded wife, to have and to hold from this day forward."For better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish, till death do us part.
这也算是最经典的一段婚礼誓词了、无论是贫穷还是富有，无论是疾病还是健康，至死不渝。
如果没有宗教信仰这方面要求的话，婚礼誓词还是原创一点的好。 ButDon't be too creative about one thing.
What?
Wedding music.
这一般的婚礼背景音乐都是特喜庆那种啊，你这方面有什么可创意的空间呢？
你可有所不知
啊！
我就曾经参加过一个令人难忘的婚礼，因为那个小两口他俩都比较忙，平时所以婚礼的每一个环节都是家里的父母一手操办的。老人嘛，肯定也是想办的就是尽量现代一些，他们就请来了现场演唱的乐队，
够时尚哈！
但也不知道是不是提前没有沟通好，就那个歌手他一共就唱了两首歌。
什么歌呢？
都是流行歌曲
啊，
其中一首叫做一个人的精彩，另一首是分手快乐。
有仇吗？这是
这大家就越听越不对劲啊，就赶紧把乐队给送走了。结果没想到后面还有民乐伴奏，
马头琴。
Even better, 二泉映月。
你这朋友啊，成功的让在场的嘉宾记住了他的婚礼。你有什么歌曲，就正经的歌曲啊，可以推荐给我们适合婚礼当天播放吗？
音乐这个东西真的是每个人的欣赏品味不一样。我就推荐一些比较大众的英文歌曲吧。Number one, Beautiful in White. So as long as I live and love you, we'll have it all.
That's a good one， 很舒缓哈。
还有一首歌哈、From this moment on， 适合在交换戒指和念誓词的时候播放。I give my hand to you from my heart. I can't wait to live my life with you. I can't wait to start. You and I will never be apart. My dream.
如果有这个比较文艺一点的 newlyweds， 可以尝试一下 jazz music， like What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong。 I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, What a wonderful world.
这些歌曲都可以推荐给大家做备选。
And also Marry You by Bruno Mars。
你说的这个就是节奏感比较强了，特别适合入场的时候用。
Big question for you, Michelle. 你梦想的婚礼是什么样子呢？
Me? Well, I used to dream about it.
Used to.
But now I'm aged and jaded.
Look who's talking. 又不是让你真的去办，就是啊，做一下白日梦，你明白吗？
Okay. That is my expertise.
I thought so.
Okay, I do have a wedding tablet.
你还真有一个婚礼模板。
Listen up. My wedding ceremony has to be held in a castle located on the coastal cape.
坐落在海甲上的城堡。
I will apply only white and green as the theme color.
而且只用白色和绿色。
Yes, like to decorate the wedding hall with white flowers and green leaves.
白色花朵和绿叶装饰城堡大厅。
And the same color of half meter high bouquet along the aisles.
用到两侧是半米高的白绿花叶。
My bridesmaids have to wear the same dress like Phoebe did in Monica's wedding and carry lilies.
伴娘们都要穿老友记里面 Phoebe 参加 Monica 婚礼的礼服，怀抱百合花。你还真是老友记的脑残粉啊。
For music, I want the Adagio canon playing hard when I'm walking down the aisle.
竖起演奏的慢板卡农。作为你登场的音乐
And Tupelo Honey by Van Morrison as my wedding music、
哎、好文艺啊这曲子我怎么听得这么耳熟